Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
But we're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to buy the kneecap off.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How could he not be romantic about football, man?
Whoa! Hello, everybody. Welcome to Benched with Bonetta. Hearing Dan Campbell just reminded me that we get to kind of see the Lions kind of, sort of, kind of, maybe soon. We're inching closer to Hard Knocks territory, people, which means we are inching closer to the season. I am still in Canada. I just, like, emerged from a week in the woods. And I do this every single summer. I go home to where I'm from and I go up to my brother's house, who literally lives in the middle of nowhere. You can't walk anywhere. You can't do anything. Like, you are just on this property. And I have just been zenning out to the point that I tried to have a conversation with somebody yesterday and couldn't do it. I forgot how to speak words. Because I've really only been speaking to my 3-year-old nephew, who speaks an entirely different language most people can't understand except for his cool Auntie Ray Ray. But I have emerged from the woods, and my mom took me to this really cute town, and we went to this play today. We went to a theater, and there was a dog in the audience just chilling on someone's lap, and I'm like, okay, we are small town Ontario right now, baby. And the play was awesome, and we leave, and there's this guy standing there, and he's just like, are you Rachel Bonetta? And I was just like, oh my God, yeah, hi. And he's just like, I'm Jeremy. I work here, and I saw that you had a thing on your Instagram. So I hope I didn't get that lady that had the dog in trouble, by the way. But anyways, his name was Jeremy, and he was introducing himself. And my mom was there, and I introduced them. I was like, this is my mom. And my mom was just like, oh, are you a fan from, like, soccer days? Because I used to cover soccer in the Toronto FC team. And he goes, no, I listen to the podcast. So shout out to Jeremy and his girlfriend, who are fans of the pod. But thank you, Jeremy, for saying hi to me. That was very nice. Pew, pew, pew. But he did specifically mention, you got to lose that Mohan guy. He always seems like he's 5 minutes late, and you gotta cut him loose. Mohan, any rebuttal to that? I don't know how he would know that you're always late.
I'll take the shout out.
That was very lovely. That was really nice. Guys, I have a question for you. I introduced my 3-year-old nephew to something that I regard as highfalutin, high flavor, in fact. He had never had pizza and ranch before. And that is something that I wanted to introduce him to because, you know, he's 3 years old. He's got a very limited palate. He eats oatmeal 5 times a day. And that's not a lie. I don't know how this kid puts back so much oatmeal. But I was like, why don't you come over to my side? Have a little taste of some delicious nectar called ranch. Mohan, we've talked about this before. Are you guys in or out on ranch? And was that actually detrimental to this kid's palate, to me introducing this?
I respect it, but I think you could have eased him into it. Like, he's had pizza by itself, right?
Yeah, of course he's had pizza by himself. He's not a crazy, crazy 3-year-old.
Right, he's only eaten oatmeal. That's the only thing he's ever eaten.
Oatmeal and pizza are his things of choice. Graver, are you out on ranch on pizza?
I like ranch on pizza, but I sometimes think it can get overpowering because
it
just tastes like ranch. So I like every other bite, maybe dip ranch in pizza. And it also depends on the toppings. If like I'm a big pineapple topping person, which is a...
Agreed. No, you're safe in this house. You are safe in this house. You're welcomed.
But I don't know if ranch goes best with a pineapple topping. I think it's better with like a pepperoni sausage. No. I don't know. I can't.
Speaking of pepperoni, I also had chicken wings while I've been here that was chicken wings with tomato sauce, pepperoni on top, like just sprinkled on top of the chicken wings. And then you dip it into gorgonzola.
That sounds...
It blew my mind. I honestly ordered it because I was like, this is going to taste disgusting. And I kind of like to eat disgusting things. Like one time our friend Sal bought me a ranch soda. Mohan, did you ever try that?
No, the ranch.
It was the most foul thing I have ever tasted in my life. It tasted like carbonated cheesy milk.
Yeah.
Which actually it doesn't sound that bad, but it was bad. It was bad.
I like the ranch with the crust, because sometimes it's hard to eat. It's so dry. You need a little dipping.
But we're all in. We are all in on ranch on this podcast. Please let us know if you would try the pepperoni chicken wings, because they were pretty bomb. Also, our makeup artist tried a sip. Shout out Sivia. She tried a sip of the ranch soda and she threw up in the makeup room in a garbage pail. And Sal and I were laughing very, very hard. Okay, let's get to some football news, because there was some big football news this week. Our guy, Rob Gronkowski, he has retired. And this has made me really bummed out, because I really thought that this year, Tom Brady, I genuinely believe that this has got to be his last year, at least with the Bucs, because I think that there was some kind of thing that was supposed to happen with the Dolphins and that didn't happen, and maybe he's going to try and make that happen next year. But with the Bucs, I think that this is the last year that Tom Brady is going to be playing in the league. Why would Gronk not want to be a part of that? I'm so bummed out. He put out a very nice statement. I'm just going to read a little bit of it because it's very sweet. In college, I was asked to write about a dream job opportunity that I wanted to pursue and where the location would be. Every time I had to write about my future, no matter what, I picked being a pro football player. For that assignment, though, we had to pick the location. So I wrote that I wanted to play in Tampa for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That is so awesome. When he was young, he already knew what he wanted to do, where he wanted to play, and we have enjoyed every single step of the way. I wanted to ask you guys, Did you have any idea where you wanted to be and where you wanted to go in like high school or college? Mohan's shaking his head. I'm at my mom's house and I wanted to see if I too had something the equivalent of Gronk's. Like, when I grow up, I am going to be this, that, and the other. And I knew I wanted to live in New York City. I literally have something in my house back in LA. It's on a like crappy old piece of paper and it's printed in pink ink. And it says, and then I left a blank thing so that I could sign my name. I blank will be living in New York City by the time I am 21. And then I signed it in both spots, like a contract. And I moved there when I was 23. So
you failed to live up to your contract.
I did fail. It was just a little bit of a delayed situation. But I found a ninth grade report card.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Should I read to you what my math teacher wrote?
Absolutely.
Math has never been my strong suit, folks. And we'll get back to Gronk in a second, but this is important as well. Rachel put forth a very poor effort this semester. Her homework was always incomplete, and she never used the extra help that was available. It is recommended that she continue math. I also had to do summer school because of math. So thank you, Mr. Ruth. Oh, I remember Mr. Ruth. Also, I got a 49. And then a 51, the like second half of the term. So 100. I literally passed like flat by like.
That's passing?
50. Well, I got 49 the first half, uh-huh. And then I got 51 the second half.
Uh-huh.
So I literally just made it at the 50 point.
50 is passing?
Yeah, what?
Apparently, because I passed.
In America, 50 is an F. You failed. You have to get like a 70.
No, I passed.
Yeah.
It is recommended that she continue math at the applied level. So I had to take applied grade 10 math. And then I think grade 11, I went to summer school for math. It eventually fizzled out and I couldn't keep going. But the class median was 74 and I got 49.
Ooh. That's what calculators are for.
Yeah, we got iPhones with calculators. What do we need math for? Come on.
I have a math story real quick.
Oh.
When I was in first or second grade, we had this thing where if you get through X amount of math flashcards with your teacher, you can get a Pizza Hut. You can go to the Pizza Hut. Like,
what?
And I didn't get it the first time. And I was like real nervous, like to the point, it was like basic math that I was like trying to use my fingers behind my back to like get
there. I still do that.
The second time I did it, I realized in the top right corner of the flashcard that's facing me had the answer and she forgot to like cover it with her hand.
You cheater!
I needed to get Pizza Hut. I couldn't have been that guy that like that kid that didn't go.
By the way, I think that there is no shame in this game because I still do it, and you guys maybe you're too afraid to admit it. I absolutely still count on my fingers. Obviously, I'm not very good at math. I still count on my fingers to this day. Even when I'm like doing math for like the tip, I'll be like thinking in my head like, oh, what? Okay. I'll be like pretending like I'm adding it, but underneath the counter, I'm like counting on my fingers.
Oh my God.
No shame in that game. Also, I found this, guys. Look at this face.
Wow.
How could you fail? This isn't going to work on podcast format, but just know, listeners, that I am showing just about the cutest kid in the world.
This is a great chance to plug the YouTube. If you really want to see it, go to YouTube.
There you go. It looks like I had dentures and took them out for the afternoon.
Oh my gosh. Did you have Invisalign?
No, Graver, I do now. Thanks for bringing that up. Wow. I also found, I have my corsage for my prom.
Wow.
I know. Why do I have this? It's kind of gross. I have many love letters, you guys. Like an embarrassing amount.
Like that you got?
From different boys, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like so many. And there's drawings, there's movie stub tickets for the Simpsons movie in 2007. What a blast from the past. Anyways, back to Gronk, because that's how we got started on this. Gronk is retired. Tom is obviously sad. I'll read the first few lines of his statement. Teammate, friend, brother, just a few of the words that come to mind when I think of Gronk. Nobody has ever embodied the idea of leaving it all out on the field like Rob has. It's so weird to hear him being called Rob, by the way. That's like an intimate thing, it feels like. Every single snap, I knew that no matter how many people you put in front of him, he was going to get his spot. I'm really sad that we're not going to have any more Gronk in our lives, but I kind of wanted to go around the table, and you guys can think about it for a second. I want to hear your favorite Gronk memory. I will go first. It has nothing to do with being on the field, although there are many fun memories, obviously. I want to go back a couple of years ago to when Steve Harvey was hosting the New Year's Eve countdown. And there was this like incredible, immaculate Lego sculpture of Steve Harvey's bust. And it was beautiful. It was amazing. And I don't know what the setup was. I just saw the viral clip that went around. Gronk came out dressed as like an old football player. Like he had like the leather helmet on and he spiked Steve Harvey's head and it completely shattered. And there was just silence. Like Gronk didn't make any noise. Like he just flexed his muscles and Steve Harvey was like, why did you do that?
I remember that. Steve Harvey's bust was shattered and his heart was shattered too. I think he really wanted to keep that sculpture, Lego sculpture.
I'm sure Steve Harvey had an idea because it's live television and that's a huge moment and everyone's watching this countdown. But I like to think that he didn't. And yeah. I like to think that Steve Harvey like asked for him to be escorted off the set because he was like, why is he on this show? He was very convincing. So why is this guy here?
I think he might have. I want to believe that Steve Harvey did not know that was coming, but some producer told Gronk, like, you're famous for spiking the ball. Like, it'd be hilarious if you spiked Steve Harvey's Lego sculpture. But yes. I hope Steve Harvey didn't know, even though it makes me feel terrible for him because he seemed to be very upset about that.
I mean, that would be a pretty sweet thing to have in your house. It's like a bust of yourself.
Made out of Legos? That'd be amazing.
Made out of like immaculately made out of Legos. Like, it was so incredible. And then Gronk didn't even have a cool name for it. He's like, I'm going to do the Gronk Harvey Spike. And throws this whole thing down. It shatters. Silence. Gronk's in the corner just flexing his muscles. And Steve's like, why did you do that? So that is my favorite Gronk moment. I also love when he made that extra milli. What was that? That was last year, right? When he just needed like one more catch. Right. And him and Tom got that down. That was kind of cool. Graver, do you have one? Mo, do you have one?
Yeah, I have one. This isn't too long ago, but he was on the Manning cast last year, and I just thought it was really interesting hearing him talk to Peyton and Eli, because they were asking him about, like, how much film study do you do? How much preparation do you do throughout the week? And he was like, I don't really watch film.
None.
I just show up. Tom Brady tells me what I need to do, and I just do it. It's like, Tom tells me what kind of coverage it's going to be, and I just know where to go. And just, like, seeing how much he relied on Tom Brady to, like,
that's cool.
I don't know. I mean, I think Gronk is probably the greatest tight end to ever play. Amazing blocker in addition to his pass catching. And, like, he used to be a tackle breaking machine. I remember highlights of him running down the field, like, shaking off, like, 8 tacklers.
He's just a beast.
But it's crazy to think about how much better he was because he got to play with Tom Brady. Like, someone like him who doesn't do the film study would typically not be that good. But because he got Tom, he gets to be the greatest tight end we ever saw.
I think that if he had a career without Tom for some reason, if he went somewhere else and wasn't on the Patriots, I do not think that we would be talking about Gronk in the same way that we talk about today.
Yeah.
I also remember when he was going to be – he told this story. He came on Fox for the Sunday show, and he told the guys, like, during halftime, he's like, you know, once upon a time I was about to get traded to the Lions – and I didn't want to go to Detroit, so I just told everyone I was retiring. And so they're like, oh, okay, Gronk's retiring, so we can't have him on the Lions. And then he's just like, the next year I just showed up and didn't retire. Maybe he's doing that now.
He could be.
Maybe Bucks want to trade him to the Lions.
On the other podcast that I produce that I don't want to talk about very much.
Yes, accurate. Yep, good choice.
The hosts of that show were saying that this is probably Gronk sitting around his house being like, I didn't really want to do OTAs. I didn't really want to do mini camp. And now he's thinking like, I don't really want to do training camp. I don't really want to do September in Tampa Bay. But after October, when it's time to like make a run for the playoffs and then make a playoff run, Gronk could be like, I'm unretiring. I'm coming back to play with Tom. And his agent even said that was like, he said he wouldn't be surprised if Gronk rejoined the Bucks in the middle of this next season.
I'm going to be so upset. If this causes a slew of like retiring and unretiring, like, what is the point? I guess they're playing the game and we have to just like go along with it. But like, I want a big celebration. We're all going to come on these podcasts and talk about it and, you know, make a big thing about it. I'm going to read old letters from ex-boyfriends and go through my old stuff. I want that to be it. I don't want to have to do this again in like 12 months. Mo, do you have a favorite Gronk story?
Yeah, two come to mind. One is when he caught the ball out of the helicopter. It was that he broke the record. I forget what exactly.
Yes. How and did he not break bones doing that?
Yeah, like my hands would just fall off my wrist.
No one doubts that.
The other one is when during the pandemic he had sent in videos of him running sprints, but he didn't want to do it every day, so he just filmed sprints with different shirts on in the same day, and then he sent them in so it looked like he was running on different days because he's wearing different shirts. That's just
He like sent them in to Bruce Arians to be like, hey, I'm practicing,
like the of him sprinting, like he had to send that in videos.
That is next level.
That's some scheming. That's some scheming.
He is a schemer, but like, you know, I think he, you know, everyone talks about Gronk like he's some kind of like dumb guy and he's a little bit like goofy and oafy and just, you know, he's got a low voice and he's throwing Steve Harvey's bust on stage. But there's something to be said about, you know, a guy that doesn't have to watch film, that can just show up and be incredible and have this incredible career. Like, that's not dumb. He's the ultimate schemer. I think he is the ultimate schemer. So I guess maybe we shouldn't be surprised if he comes back in a couple months and he's
right.
Oh, unretired.
And it was cool. Well, I saw he didn't spend a cent of his football money, which is pretty crazy.
He's been living off endorsements. All of his football
money, or just some of? No. Wow.
Yeah, he didn't spend 70 mil. So all the money he spent was from endorsements. And
70 million in his 11-year NFL career that he reportedly never touched. Guys, maybe he's the smartest man in the NFL, and we're like kind of just starting to realize it now.
We're playing his
game. Maybe we're the goofs.
Yep.
We are the goof troop. We already knew that, though. Okay, well, bon voyage. Gronk, will miss you for the next couple of months, and we'll see you in preseason. That sounds good to me. guys, we've got some pretty bad worst things I heard this week coming up after the break, so don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
He's the best. Ba, ba, ba,
ba, ba. Okay, so here are some of the best and worst things that I heard or saw this week. First things first, Russell Wilson is so stoked about being on the Broncos, and every single opportunity that I can bring this video back to light, I am going to take it. That's the life that I want to live. But first, hold on, before we play this sound and all giggle joyfully, this is what he said about why he chose the Broncos. I want to make sure that I got to a city that wants to win. I want to make sure that I go to a team that wants to win, and I want to go to a city that knows how to win. I think it's funny because, like, the Broncos have not been good for a long time.
Also, so a city, like, what does this even mean? A city doesn't know how to win. Like, what are you talking about? Sorry.
I don't know, but I will tell you what it does know how to do. It knows how to make promotional videos. Roll the clip.
Let's ride. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Perfect. Okay. One more time. Broncos country. Let's ride.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Oh.
Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride.
Oh, no, it's still going.
Why did the Broncos ever release this video? I don't understand.
It was such a bad idea. Like, it, I hope that when I, it kind of makes me want to go to a Broncos game this year and see that video up on the Jumbotron. These videos are never good. Like, you're sitting inside of a stadium and you see somebody pop up on the Jumbotron and they're like, let's do this. Hey, Broncos country. Mount up, let's ride. Like, it's just always so cringy. Unless you get like a Travis Kelce or a George Kittle, like, I'm sure that those guys go all in. But I kind of want to go because this video has become so viral and like has taken on a whole life of its own. I do feel like people will cheer when they see it up on the Jumbotron in Denver. And that is why maybe the Broncos are still alive for that reason on the bench with Bachelorette, whatever it's called. I told you guys, this is my first time speaking to humans in like a week. Okay, so that's just to cheer us up, okay, because something's about to bring us down. Josh Allen, you know, of the Buffalo Bills, okay, the guy that we all want to get behind, we all want to cheer for. Bills are high on my list. Spoiler, they are high up on my list this year, folks. So Dawson Knox had a press conference and he told everyone, oh, you know, like, everything's going great. Josh Allen can't stop making D's nuts jokes to other Bills players. And it's just that it's simultaneously the worst thing that I've seen, but it actually has potential to be the best thing going into next season. If this is a lot, Josh Allen, I know that you're a listener of the Bench with Banana Pod. Okay. Big fan. You have the opportunity to have such a long play here. If you go into this season and you are still making D's nuts jokes, you will have the likes of Colin Cowherd, Skip Bayless, Stephen A., everyone on those morning talk shows being like, guys, he's immature. He keeps on making D's nuts jokes. And then we get to hear Skip Bayless say D's nuts, and then the joke will continue and go on and live on forever. And it will be fun for everyone. So I actually, this started off by being one of the worst things that I saw this week, and it slowly turned into, this has the potential to be the best thing that I've seen all year. Wow. If Josh Allen so chooses to take this baton and carry it on, what do you guys think?
I think you go the other way. I feel like if I'm a defensive player and I sack him and I stand above him and I just, you know, I say D's nuts.
He'll like probably laugh and be like, he would. Cool. We're going to keep this thing going.
And then he'll throw a touchdown.
So. Josh Allen seems awesome. Yeah, exactly. He seems so fun.
And he'll say it right back when he scores.
And then
on
he'll
the defense,
say, so. He'll grab the microphone and it will go over the whole entire arena and he'll just say, D's nuts. And we'll all be laughing. Mohan, you're a joy kill.
He'll go out for a coin toss and they'll be like, heads or tails? And he'll be like, D's nuts.
I shouldn't laugh at that. It's so stupid, but it's funny. This is the opportunity to be a beautiful thing, Josh Allen. Please continue this on. I am enjoying it and I want other people to be mad about it. And I want people to be upset at the fact that you're still doing it leading into the season when you should be focusing on other things. Because that's what we do in the media, okay? We take the small little bits of information and blow it up to mega things that don't actually matter. Okay, before we leave today of this little mini-sode, I gotta kick off not one, not two, but three teams. This is the biggest breakup that we have had on this show, if I remember correctly. I was going through the list. Graver, thank you for reminding me of who I am still courting in this situation. Jaguars, I don't know why they are still on this list, so I'm gonna get them out of there. I feel like they've just had too tumultuous of a time the last few years with the Urban thing and kicking the Josh Lambeau. He's a friend of mine. Trevor Lawrence I'm a fan of, but he didn't really, I don't know, do you guys really think that he showed us anything? It's hard to shine when so much other crap is going on, but I don't know, Joe Burrow kind of pulled the Bengals out of nothing and nothingness, so I'm out on the Jags, okay? I'm sorry, Jags. Your time has come to an end.
It is one of those possible teams that you could like get in on the ground floor, like the Lions or the Jets, or that could like become good. But that's been the Jaguars.
I see a few other teams ahead of the Jags on that list. Like, I feel like the Lions could turn it around quicker than the Jags.
The Jags have been trying to turn it around for 10 plus years now, and they're still getting top
but
five
that's
picks.
That's the problem. Yeah. That is the problem. Okay, so Jags. Sorry, you are out of there. You know what? I'm also going to kick out the Bengals. Ooh. The Bengals were high on my list just because I felt like it would be a real nice, like, hello to the Browns. It would make me very upset to still root for a team in the AFC North that has to play the Browns, that has to be, like, among that just tumultuous sea of ickiness. So, you know, Bengals, I feel like we saw their fans out in droves this year. They really showed up at the Super Bowl. So fun. Who day? Well, not, I am not day. I am not day this time around. Bengals, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm letting you guys go, but with the most respect, like this is like a good split up. You guys don't need me. I don't need you. We're good. The last one is tough here because I do have, I will admit, I do have the Broncos written down. But since you know, I have this memory refresh of Russell Wilson in that terrible video, I kind of want to keep them around for a little bit longer. It's like a love-hate situation. Maybe I'd be able to go to Denver and watch that glorious video up on the Jumbotron. I'm going to leave them around for a couple more weeks and see what's what. I cannot believe that the Steelers are on this list still. Let's get them off there. This was an angry Rachel that was leaving them on this list. This was a, you know, I wanted to get back at my ex, so I'm going to flirt with his best friend situation. Even though I dislike the best friend just from past past feelings, and I can't do it. So Steelers, Bengals, AFC North is... Oh, the Ravens are still on the list,
they
I
are.
Believe.
What would you say to Ravens fans to keep them encouraged so that they don't think that they are the next team to go?
I know, exactly. Give me your best Lamar Jackson is going to play very well this season pitch. Because right now people are like, does he care? What's going on? Is he going to ball out this year and then, like, you know, have a crazy contract? Like, what's going on? I do think that the Ravens are going to be so much fun this year, and they are a team that you could get behind because they had so many injuries last year, and this year is going to be like, we're back, baby, and we got the biggest chip on our shoulder of the league. So they could be fun. So Ravens are the only AFC North team left, the Browns, the Bengals, the Steelers, and the Jags. I bid you sweet, sweet adieu. And I bid the rest of you guys adieu because I'm going back into my hole. Always a pleasure. Please, if you ever see me at a small theater and in an extremely small town, always come and say hi. Shout outs to Jeremy once again. And we'll see you when we see you. Love you, Gronk.
Love you, baby.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.